listen to me very carefully.
You're listening to Virat Hill Hardcore Asia.
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
As a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Red Pill Nation Hangout number 199. With me tonight are my usual partner in crime, Rearson. I, myself, am the Rookie Five. And, of course, we have our other unofficial partner in crime right now, Henrik. And with that, welcome aboard, V.
I'll let you
go next.
Well, I did not get a phone call. It says missed phone call on my history here, but I did not get a ring.
Oh, so, you didn't? Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
I'm this time in the morning, so where I live, so that's very bizarre. It's very odd. All right, so... Yes, well, just to go with what you guys are saying here, my platform just opened up. TLBtalk.com. That is my new social platform. Everybody go to it right now. Still listen to the show, of course. But that is my social network. I've got three more coming. In different areas, of course. But this is the general platform. I got one coming that's just for music. I got one that's going to be just for independent media. And then I have one for a little special something-something that I'm going to keep a secret. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is my first social network platform. Free speech for everybody. Let me throw the pitch here. Now, not only do we not jail people, there's no TLB talk jail, okay? We're not going to mess with you unless you break the law. That means talking about threatening violence, child trafficking, human trafficking, and selling drugs. You don't mess with that stuff, you're good, okay? As long as you're not breaking the law, you're not going to be silenced. Free and open platform. I, myself, am very happy with my partners. It's not just me. It's me and some partners who have this platform. Okay? We've been working on it for quite some time. And, well, next thing that comes after that is going to be... Well, we're revamping TLB TV. Anthony Thomas will be in control of TLB TV. Now, the other thing about our network is we're not on AWS like Parler was. You know, when the CIA gave the order to Amazon to shut down Parler because they're on their servers? Yeah, that can't happen to us. Why? We're on our own private server farm, okay? Owned by some of the most prestigious high-tech security people in the world, okay? there's nobody going to be shutting us down because we're giving too much free speech. The President of the United States can order us, but we'll give him a finger. Okay? TLBtalk.com. That's my network. Make a profile and catch me there. Any questions?
Actually, yes. Is it based in Poland? Austria? Hungary? Where you got her at?
I mean, unless I get hit by a Predator drone strike, I don't see it being stopped.
That's like when you said Syria, that's like the first thing I thought. I was like, okay, so hopefully he's not in Saudi Arabia. You know, he's got to be somewhere where legally they can drag them into a court and say, you no fuck with us. So I'm like, all right, Switzerland. Interesting. It sounds like you got some pretty top tier stuff cooking there, man. Good for you.
Oh, I've got business partners, and I know the best in the business, the media. I know the best people. I'm friends with everybody. You know, you got to be an idiot to be on my bad side. But I work with the best. Everyone works with me. And so I'm able to do these kind of things. Yes.
Interesting. Now, that's all I got for questions. I'm just curious how, like you're able to secure such a position towards basically even the CIA can't, like, you know, what the hell do they call that thing? DDoS or TBagOS or something like that? So where it's just like, oh no, server crash! Boom.
Again, we're on a huge server farm with some of the best tech security in the world. They can try that stuff. It might take out one server, two server, five servers, 10 servers. What about the rest of the 500 servers? Yeah. I'm talking trash. CIA, try it. See if we don't come back on your asses. Yeah, I'm talking trash. Yeah. So anyhow,
I'm sure there's at least one of them kind of going, all right, asshole, challenge accepted. Anyway.
Well, they're going to come after us anyways. They're going to come after us. The NSA, I know this is going to be something to talk about here in the later in the show, but the NSA has been in the news because they're creating new centers around the country that's going to be fighting cyberterrorism, which is totally opposite. They're going to be censoring as many people as humanly possible through as many mundane, seemingly mundane or common error ways as humanly possible. Okay, they have since people are jumping ship off of Facebook, people are tired of being censored and people are going elsewhere. Well, that kind of broke down their control system, so they're going to be chasing people wherever they're going and seeing how they can censor them where they land, getting their accounts taken down, hacking their accounts, or you know, having their emails go to spam box, any way that they can censor people. That's why the NSA is beefing up right now to still control that what the population hears. And that's total garbage. We need to all gear up for that attack. People need to start having backup emails and backup accounts on whatever platforms they have. Vinny Eastwood, I spoke to Vinny Eastwood a couple days ago. He was saying that YouTube shut him down again. Thousands of videos gone, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I, you know, I'm kind of upset with him because I told him to be backing up his videos. Back him up. And he's still not doing that. But anyhow, they don't want people to understand that this vaccine, this gene therapy, this gene weapon that they're pushing off on everybody is just that, a weapon for depopulation. More and more information is coming out about it. You know, forget about the 50-year-olds that are having heart attacks. There are 17-year-olds having heart attacks after the vaccine. So they are trying to keep this information potted down as humanly possible. They don't want the public to know this stuff. The only people who are reporting this stuff are independent media like myself and probably you guys. So they don't want that information spreading out to other people because their world depopulation plan will fail. So that's why it's important that we have our independent media. We need to have ways to be sure we all stay in contact with each other with information. Even if it's got to get down to a primal level of, you know, what you call it, neighborhood associations. You know, you got one neighborhood, everybody, you got a leader on your block that's there to disseminate information to everybody on your block. All block leaders show up to community meetings where, you know, they review the information where they get it from. And, I mean, we got to have a tight-knit network of communications, whether it be from social networks, whether it be from the telephone game, whether it be, you know, on the boots, you know, in the boots on the ground, excuse me, you know, getting this information out to people. We cannot let the federal government control this information. We cannot. We absolutely cannot. Well, this is extinction level event right now that we're dealing with. So this is why they're going to be trying to come after different social network platforms. That's why the NSA is beefing up. That's why. So be wary, guys. Be wary.
This is probably more for topic number six, but yeah, very interested to see how long this goes. Yeah, big tech is, I mean, again, like no matter which, even if they somehow win, they're still going to lose. It's like watching a fatal disease slowly die. Or watching cancer spread and as its ability to spread to other areas of society begins to wither on the vine, you know, they will start to feed up on themselves, which is probably at some point going to happen. Ruson, you've been kind of quiet about this Donald Trump lawsuit, so let's hear from you.
Well, I'm just patiently waiting, waiting and being, shall we say, Canadian. I'm going to be polite a little bit for once. My feeling, and I don't remember the gentleman's name that will strongly disagree with me on this one. He's the activist and whatnot. And good for him. Honestly, I do mean that. Good for him. But if my feeling is that had Trump gone ahead and done what he had done, it would have made everything leading up to the erection. Oh, sorry, my name is Chuck Schumer. With the erection and the Arizona audit, for that matter, it would have been more difficult to see exactly what's going on in terms of, as we've said, complete and total manipulation of information, of facts, of what's going on. I mean, good old Zuckerberg was responsible for spending, I can't remember how many millions, even possibly the low end of billions of dollars. Maybe I think it was only maybe the high couple hundred million. I can't remember. So he's doing his best for transparency and due process and the like. When it's anything but. And even having proper doctors being censored, saying that, no, actually, POTUS was right. Hydroxy-HCQ does work. Ivermectin is actually effective. bringing up things that Dr. Fauci had said just after Trump got inaugurated, or relatively quickly after that. Trump's going to have a problem with a massive pandemic. I'm just saying for a friend, you know, that sort of shit. So, is it long overdue? Yeah, Naroki, I completely agree with you. But looking at what's happened now, my opinion is, and again, the gentleman, we're going to disagree on this one, is that it had to be done. You have to take a loss once in a while for the team to show what you have to take a hit or loss for the team to have your opponent play their hand. So, I don't really know. I can't say all that much. V, I do have to apologize for not being terribly active, but I mean, I'm hardly on Facebook right now as it is. So getting used to a new platform will be interesting. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to have to stay on Crackbook for the next little while just because, maybe I have another way. No, I can't do that. Well, I can introduce this elsewhere, but anyway. And I do have to say, in terms of Twitter, I can't say with absolute certainty that Trump has gone on to get her, but his online personality, and it's got him written stamped all over it. Il Presidente Trumpo, no, Il Donaldo Trumpo is over there. So I think that that's him. I really honestly do, but we'll leave that alone for another topic for another day. But this is long overdue, where and how it's going to go. And the fact that it's an open class action lawsuit, oh, fuck. As the saying goes, the bear can ignore one bee to a bear won't be very much. Well, then again, I mean, bees and bears, it takes a lot for bees to affect a bear. But actually, let's go with this one. One killer hornet, one Japanese killer hornet to a bear, probably not all that much for the bear to be worried about if it notices at all. Having the whole fucking swarm on them, that's a different matter. So, with that visual, I'm done.
Okay, hold on a second here. Let me just timestamp this. Okay, topic number 4. Democrats let cities burn in 2020. How many of us here are actually surprised to hear that? Let's just go through. Let's just start with the most recent event. The White House directly offered to have U.S. Army Reserve and National Guard units in D.C. for January the 6th, and the mayor of D.C. turned him down. V's gone. I don't know what the hell happened to V, but V's gone. Oh, there he is. There wasn't really all that. There was a whole bunch of curious little idiosyncrasies. For instance, very few people in the mainstream media have wanted to openly acknowledge that, including the Buffalo Shaman, otherwise known as I would call him Buffalo Boy, was literally waved into the congressional building. They didn't really have to storm it. One side of that particular building was left completely unprotected. And I believe, Henrik, I do believe you didn't see any. There were no burning buildings or any other buildings that got broken into except for that one at the end of the march. Am I correct?
Yep, you are correct. We had nothing to do with having firearms. There was no one running around with fully automatic AR-15s that they commonly like to nag about. I barely even seen anybody with so much as a box cutter. No pipe bombs. The front of the building, they basically opened up the barricades, waved people in, let them come in. And the back end of the building, it was rock solid. You couldn't get through. They had tons of barricades and were allegedly throwing the few people that did get over into like these hidey holes or something, to where they're like basically bagged and tagged or whatever and sent to some offsite facility for interrogation and what have you. So, yeah, there wasn't any roaring fires and insanity like that. The worst thing that happened is when they finally pushed everyone off the green, and that was really and then they shut everything down at like 6. You know, so unless you want to include the raid into Chinatown to get food, an assault on Chinese culture, then perfectly fine. Because I mean, hey,
so we're just going to have to call it the insurrection that wasn't, because CNN keeps calling it an insurrection. We know it's called the insurrection because CNN will literally not stop talking about January the 6th. Don Lemon, purveyor of Don Lemon's piss flavored lemonade from CNN flavored drinks. Yes, sir, man. You want to throw up Don Lemon's horse piss lemonade. But yeah, so that is DC. Okay, now Portland. Donald Trump offered to send National Guard units to Portland. Both the governor and the mayor turned him down. Trump did not pull the gun on Posse Comitatus, which, by the way, I believe was actually pulled on the state of Mississippi when I believe either Kennedy or Johnson was president back in the 60s to overrule the state there. Trump didn't do that. They got turned down, and well, we all know what happened with Portland, right? The one place where Donald Trump did send feds in was to protect federal property. Seattle, same thing. Offers were made to protect the city. The mayor and I believe the governor there also turned him down. Chicago, a place that Henry knows. I mean, yeah, Lori Lightfoot turned down offers of assistance to Chicago. Although this is what prompted this particular topic. Lori Lightfoot openly asked Biden for assistance, even though the situation now isn't anywhere near as bad as it was last year. Am I correct in that assessment there, Henrik?
Yep, you are correct. It is bad, but thankfully it's not as bad as it was then.
Okay, so yeah, and then of course we've got the situation in New York, and plus a couple of other cities where things kind of went south. The whole situation, though, is that and this is the thing, right? Because they were talking, and I believe one of the and here's the really strange part about this: the Homeland Security Director resigning less than a week after January the 6th looks through hindsight to be a politically motivated stepping down in light of all of this other stuff that took place. So word, either Donald Trump basically asked Nielsen to step down, or it was politically motivated, one or the other. But it was in all of the cities that we talked about, Trump offered to send in National Guard. Trump, even though he's supposedly just like Hitler, didn't use Posse Comitatus at any point, even though he was perfectly, especially in the case of Oregon and Portland, was definitely within his rights to do so. Translation, and this is that I got this topic from Tim Pool. The Democrats that are running those areas knowingly let their cities burn just to make Trump look bad. It especially smacks of, and again, we're talking about Lori Lightfoot here, who's rapidly replacing Ted Wheeler as the worst mayor of any city in the major city in the U.S. This is especially the case with Lori Lightfoot and Ted Wheeler. You know, duly democratically, not Democrat Party, Democrat as in democracy, democratically elected leaders knowingly leaving businesses, their own citizens, essential services vulnerable so that they could make Donald Trump look bad. I don't know about you, but I mean, if that is not a signal that the people who are currently running things in those cities and the people who are currently running this administration have to be held to account, I'm kind of hard pressed to think of anything else that might qualify. And V or Henrik, who wants to go next?
All right, so we're talking about cities, man.
Yep.
Oh boy. Okay. Oh, just wanted to make sure. Yeah, that's right, because I got a little. I got a big window slot for this one. God damn, this stupid camera's out. Have I seen, guys, the footage that I gathered from over there and how nuts it fucking got in Texas when we had the goddamn riots going on? I mean, for the love of God, it was only us and two other neighborhoods that were able to hold their own against those marauders, especially after their ridges. Raise the bridges to try and keep them contained in downtown. No, they want them. And the only thing that stopped these bastards was all of us being armed to the goddamn teeth. We literally had the games. We still have multiple games in Hedwish. Like, that actually happened to stop their shit. All the fish now. So, living in the is this is Cycle Club, the Latin Kings of all goddamn people. The Cook County Sheriff's Office, pretty simply, my neighbor society grabs and tells us a gang weapon and go, all right, you people are not rioting here. You're not coming here. You get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. It was like us and like two other neighborhoods. I think it was, I mean, the east side was lit up like crazy. I mean, good God. It literally became Shalakistan with how this bitch let it go. I mean, she wouldn't take any goddamn help for the ballistics. Trump had to cram that down her throat to take it. She literally left us high and dry just because she wanted to have the news go around, and I was watching as this happened. Where they're burning downtown. They're going through old businesses. They're breaking into cop cars. They're flipping them over and lighting them on fire. They're beating the hell out of paramedics, and they're beating the hell out of firefighters, breaking into their cup and stealing their shit. Like, we usually have SWAT. I don't know who they are compared to regular CPD because they got different tact here. And their shit got stolen. These people, like, she literally sent everyone out because she wanted to play political. Put the entire city to the goddamn ground. It was absolutely just, you know, I bet you, this woman is going to do this again, because this is literally what they've decided they can do, because they figure that we're stupid enough to put them in office in the first place, that we're stupid enough to keep re-electing them and re-electing them time and time again. Because, oh, yes, Orange Man Bad, ooh, it's so much better to let your neighbors die in your fucking hands, but while a bunch of people reach your breaking into your local liquor shop and carrying pejorative nonsense. Because, oh, even though my best friend who's lived next to me for my whole fucking life is dying in my hands, at least it's not Donald Trump in office. Yeah. We're not, us Chicago people are fucking stupid. We're not that fucking stupid, you know? We have a whole north side, south side, east side, west side fucking rivalry and shit like a bunch of school children. We're not that fucking dumb. You know, we may shoot each other like wild animals on every other guy that would make anybody out of boot camp go, holy shit, I'm out of here. Charlie can keep the damn place. But we are not stupid enough to let somebody openly torch us alive for their fucking political points. And I will be damned if that happens again. Because I am damn fucking lucky that I had so many damn people and fucking bammers out of all fucking things, motorcycle biker gangs and shit, decide, oh, hey, yeah, let's not be scumbags and just continue shooting the place up. Let's actually stop these assholes that are looting from our fucking homes and our fucking businesses and our fucking workplaces and toss them the fuck out of here. You know? We literally have as many, since we're many little neighborhoods, as there are states in this damn country. That's like if somebody invaded the United States of fucking America and only three fucking states held their own against the invaders. That's how fucking nuts it was when they decided that they were going to do all this sectarian violence and literally burn my city to the damn ground. I'm surprised they didn't set up one of those autonomous regions over at Dalian. It's looking like they're going to over at the Thompson Center because they're practically smashing into the place and the police are barely able to hold them the hell back. I mean, Jesus. Since then, people have been getting concealed and carry permits left and right, and gun sales have gone through the roof. I mean, Jesus, if you thought getting 9mm last year in like February, March when the virus started happening, good luck trying to get 9mm after the freaking riots happened. But then everyone got the idea that, okay, yep, CPD ain't gonna be able to help defend me, but I know who can. 9mm Parabellum, baby. It's the infuriates the hell out of me. That they're just like, okay, we can deal with sports, but we've already got CNN, we've got Fox, we've got WGN, we've got the entire media playing ball for us. Going around to these different neighborhoods where we've made all these dead people, going, oh, look what Donald Trump's done. Oh. Racist genocide, yeah. Oh. Got a mega bone to pick with those rat bastards, every single last one of them. I think I'm taking up a little bit more airtime with that, so. By all means, we kick right into it, man.
V, you're up. V. V? Oh, there you are. Okay. V, you're up.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you, yeah. Yeah.
This guy is refusing to let my microphone unmute. Yeah, so I just don't. You got to understand psychological warfare when it comes to this stuff. There's no such thing as denying federal aid or law enforcement aid when it comes to federal government. Federal government wants to come through and take over a situation, they will. What they want to do is to say, oh, you know, we tried, but your local leaders are garbage. They're trying to oust certain people. They're trying to put the pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak. And so it's complete and total garbage. It's all social engineering. And right now, they're social engineering the way things they want. It's all dog and pony show right now. And they want to look weak right now, I think, as far as their powers are concerned. They want to look weak. They're feigning weakness right now. It's all part of, once again, the NSA has their hand in this. It's all part of seeing who is a dissident and who is not. Okay. Because when time comes, you know, they have several different kinds of this so-called vaccine, this gene therapy stuff. Okay. So when time comes, they're going to see who's online saying what. When people are refusing the vaccines, and they have this round of where they make up a new strain of the COVID propaganda, and then there are those people who still want to say, nope, we don't want it, they're going to start arresting people, putting them in camps, and saying, oh, do you want the vaccine now? Because you can't work until you have it. And they're going to get the jab. Now, this is going to be a different kind of gene therapy vaccine. This is the kind that's going to shorten your lifespan. This is the kind that's going to make you sterile. Because they want to get rid of anyone who's a dissident. That's what's coming up right now. Not all vaccines will be considered equal. So for those of us who are fighting the good fight and saying, no, we don't want the vaccine, they're going to force some, at some point, there's going to be a time when we can't say no, and they're going to hit us with that, the most poisonous, the most virulent kind vaccine. And we're going to end up paying the price. But they want to see who are the dissidents. Okay? It's very important that we got to pay attention to that. We need to get ready to get our civilian militias going on. And I'm telling you, if you don't have a civilian militia in your town, in your state, create one. Anybody, as long as you're not a felon, for whatever that's worth, you are allowed to start up a civilian militia. It is time. If you don't have one in your city, start one. Start a chapter. Each city can have one. It doesn't have to be by state. Every city in the United States of America can have a civilian militia. It's time. It is absolutely time. Get your AR-15s, get all your ammunition, get your food rations, have meetings at your local civic center, get your community watches going. It's going to be time, because they want to see who's going to ride out, who's going to, because they want more people in jail. They want to get the people who do riot, and if it gets bad enough, they will intercede and say, okay, we're going to take over anyways. They're going to intercede. They want as many people to step up and riot. At a point, they will intercede and say, okay, you're taken into custody by us. And while you're in custody, they're going to force you to take the vaccine. While you're in custody, and you can refuse it. Oh, okay, well, you're going to stay here for another 2 weeks. We'll check back with you in another 2 weeks. You keep saying no? Okay, we'll check back with you in another 2 weeks. You're going to get tired of it and say, yes, fine, I'll take the vaccine. You know, right now, they want dissidents. They want people to step out of line, so CPS can come and take your children, give them the jab, where you won't be around to say, no, you cannot stick my children with this poison. They have to create scenarios in where society will break itself apart so they can come in and start jabbing everybody underneath some form of martial law. Okay? This is another reason why we have the NSA ramping up, because everybody's going to be put on a target list of some kind.
And I'll take that as my cue to step in. All right. So, Democrat cities or Democrats let cities burn in 2020. Let's also not forget that they were trying to push through quite a bit of legislation in Congress to divert money to these poorly by design cities, you know, defund the police and the whole shebang. So for me, at least anyway, I'm not accepting this whole thing that it, you know, it's Trump's fault. No, it's not Trump's fault. If you look at how Democrat cities by and large are being run compared to how Republican cities by and large are being run, or let's take that to the state level of how blues run things to how reds run things. If, and perhaps the time will come a lot sooner than I thought, than I think, if the time's come that I've had enough of Soviet Kazakhstan, and I can't take anymore, or I'm getting close to the point with these scenario where maybe I will end up being in custody until I accept having my lifespan shortened, which won't happen, I will basically instruct my wife to take her and my son and get the fuck out of Canada. I know he won't like it. He will be a stranger in a strange land. Doesn't know that much Japanese, but I'd rather have that than to have that possibility or to have that scenario hanging over my head. So I at least deal with this myself. It's kind of how I am, and maybe that's the right thing for a father to do. I don't know. Up for debate. But given the track record, and let's also not forget, too, folks, that quite a lot of black businesses were allowed to get burned down in Minneapolis, in Chicago. I don't know. Did it really happen that bad in Chicago? No, Chicago really wasn't in the news. But Seattle, Portland, wherever else there was the mostly peaceful protest, depending upon whether or not CNN was around or not. So I think that that was also complete and total capitulation to not only, well, to destroy the local economies for not only more government money, which by and large they didn't get, but also for that bald-headed cocksucker by the last name of Bezos and people like him to basically have big business, your big box stores, come in and more or less take over. So, and from what I'm seeing here where I live, I've called Calgary Canada's new Detroit, because oil and gas sector here was big. It was Calgary was the place to move your business to because of also lower taxes, provincial specifically, but also too within the Calgary city tax. But because downtown is dying off, the building that I'm looking at, apparently it's a Mexican consulate, is close to where I live, and I've seen the building's floors progressively shut down. And looking at it right now, there's only really one floor that's lit. Now, it's lit and there's nothing there. I can tell you right now, there's nothing for me to see there. It's just a whole lot of maybe some linoleum, some poorly laid out carpet or bashed out carpet, and that's it. That's all there is. And I'm bringing this point up because Calgary City Council, because their tax base is shrinking, because there was a premium for having your business downtown, that there was a higher city tax for that. And because downtown, especially once the lockdowns first happened, downtown became basically a big fucking ghost town. And I'm not saying it didn't happen everywhere, anywhere else, because I know it did. Then they just kind of went, this was before COVID hit. But city council was kind of going, well, since downtown's kind of died off, we're going to have to spread that tax and push it on other onto all businesses within the city. So believe me, as awful as Beetlejuice is, that's exactly what she looks like. I've never seen such a sad, sunken set of eyes with black rings around a person's face before, but maybe that's just could be a racial thing. I don't honestly know. But even with other older black people that I've seen, I've never seen rings around their eyes like that. Anyway, maybe she's got some black-eyed peas, but anyway, whatever. Believe me, at the end of the day... What? Okay. Lightfoot to me is basically a reverse panda with awful black eyes around her face, but that's just me. Whatever. But at the end of the day, if you think that it's only Democrats that can ruin a city, I assure you, liberals up here, enough of the Calgary City Council, I'm pretty sure it also voted to defund the police. Believe me, I don't think that this is something that can be, I would love to say it's only going to be within the north and southern borders of the United States of America. Uh-uh. I'm living it. I see it. I'm seeing it go on. And I know that it's happened up, and I'm pretty sure it's also the same thing up in Edmonton. Would not be surprised one fucking bit. Not one bit at all. So, but then again, given that Calgary's mayor has been apparently viewed quite positively by the CCP, and I have to pardon me for not being terribly surprised by anything that's going to be happening over the next little while where I live, much less the rest of the world. So, yeah, the moment that these corrupt politicians can be purged from society, believe me, I want Canada's first openly gay, well, closet gay mayor, happens to be Muslim. He's not running again, and I can't wait to vote for someone else to replace him. So that's all I got to say. Have at it. If anybody else wants to add to anything.
Well, tell us how you really feel about the mayor of Calgary, Ryerson.
I would say he could suck my dick, but he probably would. And I probably said that. I think I said that just a little too well. But don't worry, I don't swing on both sides of the plate. I'm only swinging for the pussy.
Okay. Yep. So yeah. It's a little bit more orderly up here in Canada. Keep in mind that. And we had this discussion last year when Ryerson and I took the day to go to Banff to hang around for a little bit. When things go in Canada, it won't just be like a little squeak. They'll go like when you start seeing massive protests and massive riots in Canada, like it'll be like somebody hit a switch. You know. I don't want to get too much into Canadian politics here, but I mean, yeah, we lucked out. Trudeau was not able to push Bill C-10 in, which means that Bill C-38 won't have the necessary teeth that it requires via C-10 to do what it needs to do. It's a slightly different electoral system here. They do things here by paper ballot, or at least I hope. There is some talk about Dominion machines being included in the next Canadian election. Hoping to God that doesn't happen. I hope they have to do it the old-fashioned way where they still have... If I start seeing the election up here being organized along the same lines as the U.S. election, I'll know something was up. The difference here is that there's not any electoral vote process. So, yeah, it's a little bit more difficult to try and do what they did in the United States in terms of fixing the election here. Would Trudeau try to fix the election here? Absolutely he would. But that's really about it. The bottom line here is that the Democrats, certainly Lori Lightfoot tops that list, Ted Wheeler's up there too. They turn their backs on their own citizens to let the city burn so that Trump could look bad. That's the type of leadership that a lot of cities in the U.S. have right now. And that's all I got to say about that. Let's move on to topic number 5, which is also... another one that kind of just quietly snuck in. Here's the thing about it. I never saw that if you think someone is drifting towards extremism, please report that. I did not see that on my feed. I had to find, oddly enough, you know, I don't know where I found out about this. I found out about what Facebook was attempting to do via MeWe. Again, folks, alt tech platforms. I am at MeWe as Naroki5, by the way. I have a group there called the Red Pill Nation as well. Feel free to join it. Oh, I'm also at Minds, Gab, BitChute, Brighteon, Rumble, Odyssey. I'm pretty much everywhere. But
you're not on TLB Talk yet.
No, I'm not yet. I'm not there. But then I only found out about that today.
Well played.
I'm not quite everywhere yet. But again, right? What V was talking about earlier about the NSA attempting to compile a list. This is part of it. They report these people on Facebook, which, by the way, is why I didn't put down the correct address at my Facebook account. And by the way, and you probably didn't notice this unless you tried to appeal, those of us that had Facebook accounts taken down, you could have gotten your account back. But what they were asking for, which is why I chose not to do it, is they wanted you to send a copy of your driver's license with your address on it to them.
Fuck, I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me. And that was the reason why I said no.
That was the reason why I said no as well. Because that was, I had a gut feeling that there was just something like, why would they be asking for that? To get my account back, to get my old Facebook account back. Mm-hmm. So I chose not to do it. I had that account for over 10 years, by the way. The whole thing, like that whole thing about reporting somebody, but they're not going to do any when they get to that. What V was talking about them just simply making lists and trying to find people is where they're at right now. I also saw something on Facebook, and well, yeah, it was on Facebook today about literally in some jurisdictions, some cities, some parts of the U.S. like people literally going door to door to ask if you had taken the vaccine. I shit you not. You know, like the only thing I've had people bug me about the census, which by the way, I finally got around to answering yesterday. But I mean, and of course, you know, the political canvassers during the last election, but like literally sending people door to door to find out if you've taken the vaccine or not. Just let that sink in, right? Like they really, I mean, I can't, when I get in the car and drive anywhere right now, I can't go anywhere, can't watch TV, can't go on the radio, whatever, without having that. Have you taken your vaccine yet, as everywhere? You know, there's enough hard information out about about COVID right now that we know that it's not, unless you, the average, for instance, the average age of the person that died from COVID was 73.8 years. So unless you were elderly, had breathing difficulties or were immune suppressed, you really didn't have anything to worry about. But they really, 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 especially with kids, they really seem to want you to get this vaccine in the worst way humanly possible. To give you an idea of how bad it got, there is this Bible thumper. Every Friday and Saturday night, he would stand on the corner and he would like be screaming at the top of his lungs about how we're all going to go to hell and whatever. And I would just ignore the guy. But yesterday, he had a booth set up, and it was talking about the vaccines, about the COVID vaccine. And I literally stopped and I said, well, you know what? I'm actually an atheist, but here's how I came to pretty much the same conclusion you did. And we actually had a very animated discussion about this whole thing where we actually agreed on a whole lot of stuff, even though this guy is like a hardcore Bible thumper. And I'm not a hardcore atheist by any stretch of the imagination, but I mean, yeah, no, I don't believe in God, you know, and I walked away from that. I was like actually scratching my head. Like that's where things have gotten. Now, you know, it's gone beyond religious inclinations. It's gone beyond political inclinations. It's reached the point now where you got people who just feel that the way that they're going about it, and I got to emphasize that, you know, like sending people door to door is wrong. That thing that V was talking about arresting dissidents and allowing them to leave only after they've taken the vaccine, would something like that happen right now? Oh yeah, absolutely. If it starts getting in that, I gotta point out that the province of Quebec here was actually talking about a two-tiered system for vaccine passports. We'll be talking about that next on number 200. A two-tiered system for vaccines. If you're vaccinated, unvaccinated people have access to government resources, but essential services like going to the store, going to the gym, that type of thing, you wouldn't be allowed to do that unless you were vaccinated. And here's the thing. COVID is not that deadly. COVID is not like COVID. SARS was actually far worse. SARS had a much higher death rate, like something like 5 or 6%. It just wasn't particularly virulent. It didn't spread very easily. But we're not talking about something like Ebola or hantavirus. We're talking about a somewhat more lethal version of a seasonal flu. And they really want you to get vaccinated. And if you don't get vaccinated, you're an extremist. You know, again, right, there's a whole bunch of, like, one of the things I did is that there's, the government of Canada has this kiosk, which is, I'm talking about Canada here, has a kiosk which is linked to your social security number. And if you want to, you can get access to all the government services at that one kiosk. You just have to register. Once you do, though, they have access to all your tax records. They have access to everything. So I've never activated it, but it's there. It's unofficial. It's just for government services at this point, but it can be manipulated very easily into something else. So, yeah, and again, like the province of Quebec literally is considering, even though, right, the numbers are distinctly going down right now, the government of Quebec is literally openly talking about advocating a two-tier system for unvaccinated versus unvaccinated people. And again, I keep hearing Lauren Chen talk about a civil divorce. with a certain segment of the population. I mean, like, the more I keep hearing about this, the more likely I am to agree with her, right? And again, right, I'm center left, and Lord Chin is boiler